Bien.
Well, hello, students. This is March the 25th, and I thought that I would make a tape to you since you were also very kind to make a tape to me under the auspices of Miss Warburton. I enjoy hearing your voices very much, and also your comments on the little character dolls that had been sent. Actually, I think they're rather attractive myself, and they certainly are typical of what the Spanish dress is like. In commenting on some of the things that you said, actually, I think that the impression of the that we receive of the LaGuardia is that they are fierce and they are harsh. Actually, they are very kind and will help you if you need help, but they are the law of the land. And their hat, I think, is really something different than what we would see, and it's made of stiff patent leather. But in any occasion that we have to have any contact with the LaGuardia, they are always very courteous and very polite. And they keep the crime incidents in Spain down to a bare minimum. Again, I think that some of the other little dolls are dressed very appropriately for the way the people in Spain dress. As far as a little boy with the guitar or with the mandolin, I can't recall just exactly what instrument he has. One of the boys said that he was interested in musical instruments. Well, of course, this part of Spain is the home of the flamenco, and no matter where you go, you can hear flamenco guitarists practicing or playing. And after a while, you get to like it very much. It's very nice, and I think traces its history back to the time when the Moors were here in occupying Spain, and also has been picked up by the gypsies and is practically now a gypsy art. But he might be interested to know the method they have here for teaching flamenco. Many of the Americans study it, and it means that you take a lesson every single day. And their teachers are gypsies that usually come to their homes, or they make arrangements to meet them someplace. And they have an hour or an hour and a half lesson every day. So you see, you really have to practice to keep up. And most of them do not read or write, and they never write any of the music down at all. So it's all carried around in their head, and in order for the Americans to learn it, they really have to practice it because you just have to remember the tune. But what many of them do is use a tape recorder and will tape the lesson, and then when they go to practice it themselves, they will at least be able to remember what the tune sounded like. But you have to practice if you're going to keep up with it day by day. I would like to study a little flamenco myself, but not right now because we are so busy going to school to learn to speak Spanish, and we have to go an hour and a half every day too, but we only have 3 more weeks of classes. But it's worth the effort, and it's very interesting. Well, I thought perhaps since you mentioned both history and geography in your tape, that I might tell you a little bit about the province where we are living. It's called Andalus, and it's a southern province in Spain, bordered by the Atlantic and the Mediterranean, and it's not too far from here that the Atlantic runs into the Mediterranean. It's north of Gibraltar in North Africa, about an hour and a half drive from Gibraltar, and about 2 hours from Sevilla, which is the largest city in Andalus. It's economically, it's rather one of the poorest provinces in Spain, but it's improving as time goes on, and the people are colorful. Again, as I said before, the flamenco music is really right at home here, and it's not unusual to be walking along the street or even in a hairdressing parlor, and have the operators burst into flamenco song, or to be walking along the street and hear teenage boys walking along, clapping their hands to flamenco rhythms. And after a while, you get so used to it, you don't even realize that it's being done. But as far as the type of work they have here, or their products. Geographically, this is important because There are many, many groves of olive trees here in the southern part of Spain. And also, it's a wine-producing area. And most of the wine that is produced is a type of sherry. In fact, one of the towns that's near here that's fairly large is called Jerez, and in the translation for Jerez is sherry. And the other industry that's here is cork. You can drive down, on the way down to Gibraltar, you can see many, many cork trees, and you can see them being stripped. They strip them halfway. I don't really understand why, although I have been wanting to ask someone about it, because I don't know exactly what they do with it. But cork is quite common. Of course, they use it for their wine bottles and all, and it's very important. But if you wish to have things like hassock stuffed, or even pillows, it would be a little bit hard, but they will stuff them with shaved cork. And actually, it holds a shape quite well. We had a few little pillow stuff that we obtained when we were in Tangiers. They're not as comfortable as they would be with foam rubber, though, I must admit. But in this particular locality, of course, grapes are the livelihood of the people, and a great to-do is made over the grape festivals, and there should be one coming up in May. And the autumn, of course, is the time they do the grape stomping, and they wear these type of wooden shoes with almost like nails stuck in them to crunch the grapes. And I think this is rather interesting as far as the making of wine is concerned, particularly since I think unless we lived in California, we wouldn't have the opportunity to observe it. All along the locality here, you'll find what they call bodegas, and it's spelled B-O-D-E-G-A. And a bodega, from the outside, really doesn't look like much. It usually has a stucco building, or it may have a high wall around it, but it really doesn't look like a great deal. But inside are huge kegs of wine that have been there for years and years, and many of the bodegas I have been in have a cement floor, and many of them are just dirt. And the wine is taken in here and separated and tested and graded and stored in the big kegs or barrels until they're ready to be, until it's ready to be bottled and sent out for export or sold. And I was interested to find out that the oak that they use for making these barrels is it comes from the United States or from France, and they consider it rather poor to get oak from someplace else. It just doesn't seem to make the wine mellow properly. And it's not an uncommon sight to see children going into the bodega with a little bottle and to get 25 or 50 cents worth of wine, which buys a good bit of wine over here, to take home for their fathers and mother. Excuse the interruption, but it's time for